Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at December 25, 2023. In today's holiday Vatnik soup, I'll introduce an American social media personality and fifth columnist, at Zaganal85. He's best known for his strong anti-Ukraine rhetoric, and hosting spaces on X featuring prominent Vatniks like convicted sex offender Scott Ritter. This investigation was done in collaboration with an Unintel agency. Looking at the description, you can clearly see that he's just your typical social media Vatnik, spreading pro-Kremlin propaganda. What you probably didn't know is that he's also a Tolstoy. Let's start with the rather interesting bit. Mr. Tolstoy is, as a matter of fact, the great-grandnephew of author Leo Tolstoy, and son of the late Count Vladimir Tolstoy. Vladimir was influential figure in Russian emigre circles in Washington, D.C. until his death in 2020. Count Tolstoy helped with the development of the St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral, and organized the annual Russian Ball popular in the White Russian, exiled Tsarists, community. The Tsarist community are by and large not fans of communists or Putin's fascist regime. Tolstoy even worked briefly an office manager at the cathedral where his father was subdeacon, a job his father no doubt got for him. Incidentally, the cathedral is currently collecting donations for Ukraine. Tolstoy really doesn't like the decadent West and its values, often complaining about LGBT plus issues and calling Ukraine supporters F-gots when the identity of it von Clausewitz was revealed. Incidentally, Tolstoy's brother regularly attends pride parades. For obvious reasons, Tolstoy has been extremely hostile against many published investigations conducted by an Unintel agency and yours truly, saying that there's a cold place in hell for us. In his case, he probably wants to protect the family name. It probably goes without saying, but Tolstoy is very anti-Ukraine. Interestingly, his views contrast with public statements made by the Russian Ball of Washington. But we all should be entitled for our own opinion, even when it has no basis in reality. He's claimed that there's zero evidence of Russian genocide in Ukraine, and that Bucha was fabricated by the SBU. According to him, the shoot-down of MH17 was propaganda, and that Euromaidan and the following Revolution of Dignity were an illegal coup. He's also supported various false claims, including the one where Zelensky allegedly bought a $5 million villa in Egypt. Then there are the Ukrainian Nazis. According to Tolstoy, Ukraine is simply full of them. In addition, he's called the January 6th Capitol attack a Democrat blue Anon conspiracy theory, said that white supremacist militias aren't real, and that the West is constantly attempting to provoke Russia. He also thinks Zelensky is a drug addict. According to Tolstoy, Ukrainian soldiers are holed up in civilian buildings, and that this strategy was actually recommended to the Ukrainians by NATO. Apparently, the Russians can do no harm and have not targeted any civilian targets in Ukraine, Syria or Chechnya. As is the case with many of these extremely hostile accounts, there's an infinite amount of examples like this. In addition, he's made fun of Ukrainian POWs, compared Hamas with Zelensky, and used plenty of ethnic slurs against Ukrainians. Tolstoy's also commented on conflict in the Middle East, calling October 7th terrorist attack a military action against Israel. He's also called Israel a Russian cuck. There have been some hints about Tolstoy's connections to Russian power figures. He once even claimed to have met Putin himself, continuing that he has extensive Russian connections. These family connections have been to Tolstoy's personal advantage. Although given he lived with his mother until recently, it doesn't seem he took advantage of them. His employment history contains a series of internships followed by an attempt at launching an app. These days, he averages 17 hours on social media. Most of this time is spent on X's spaces, where he hangs out with like-minded people like the decadent Westerner and sexual deviant Scott Ritter, X's biggest liar at Sheikh Suleiman, neo-Nazi Richard Spencer, and Malaysian US expert and RT columnist at Still Grey. To conclude, Tolstoy is a great example of a kid, to be fair he's almost 40, who tries too hard to distance themselves from their parents and their heritage, and hangs out with fellow communists like Ivan Clausewitz. Ironically, he's also a Lockheed Martin share owner. I have paused personal donations for now. Please support at u24_gov_ukraine by donating to the HOPOC challenge and sending me the receipt.